I want to mention briefly two topics which are on our website, and our website is leftout.info. You can find the program notes for today's program along with links to articles and web pages that we're discussing. So I want to just mention briefly two topics that I put on the website, but we won't talk much about them. One is called Courting Disaster. It's an article by Glenn Shearer about the gradual and relentless pressure on the courts to turn them to the right. And the whole process of how this is working and the fact that, for example, Bush is renominating people that were already rejected, which is completely unheard of. And also the effect that this is going to have, the danger that this has. And one little thing that about the, you know, one example of what the courts are, you know, doing is that the FCC ruling in the summer of 2003, which was a 3-2 vote by the FCC panel saying that they were going to lift the ownership rules. Allow massively more ownership of stations and things like that by the same corporations. That was overturned by a court. So that has not gone into effect. So that's just one example of the importance of the courts. And also the fact that the right wing has control of the White House and both houses of Congress. So it even makes it more important. So that's an issue which is on the webpage. Another quick story I just want to mention, because I thought was a really good article by Rick Perlstein of the Village Voice. There's a link to the article on the webpage. It has to do with Social Security and some other things that are going on. And one observation I thought was pretty interesting that he makes about the whole Social Security, the transition that they want to make to more sort of private investment plans. Is this idea that, well, once this happens, once more and more people's retirement money is all tied up in the stock market instead of government bonds or guaranteed annuities or whatever, it basically creates arguments against a broad range of progressive causes. You just have to point out that, if you pass that environmental law, that's going to hurt your retirement. Or if you improve government regulations, improve working conditions like improving the minimum wage, increase corporate taxes. Anything that hurts corporate America can be now rejected with the argument that, this is going to hurt your retirement. So it just adds more and more kind of positive feedback into this already overwhelmingly pro-corporate system. I guess I can stop there. You can read. There's more comments about that on the website. There's one other topic we can talk about in the remaining 6 minutes about a poll that was published by the New York Times on January 20th. You want to talk about that, Bob?
Sure. So this is a poll results, a CBS New York Times poll that was published on January 20th, which is right on the eve of the coronation last Thursday, which was surveying Americans on their political views as usual. And the results are really quite shocking. And the reason they're shocking is, for example, as we said, that is the opinion. So what the opinions that people express. So, for example, 2/3 said that the second Bush term would leave the country with a larger deficit, while 47% said the second Bush term would divide Americans. A majority said that they did not expect any improvement in health care, education, or reducing the cost of prescription drugs for the elderly. 80%, including a majority who said who voted for Bush, said it would not be possible to overhaul Social Security, cut taxes, and finance the Iraq war without increasing the budget deficit. As if that wasn't self-evident. An overall approval rating of 49%, and on and on and on. Okay, it just like goes down the line. 50% said it was a bad idea to have privatization of Social Security. 70% that have that view if you include the possibility that future benefits would be reduced by as much as 1/3 as a result of doing this, which is one of the plans that is being floated. 60% said they're not likely to put their own money in the stock, Social Security money into the stock market, and so forth and so on. And you go just all the way down the line. And the thing that is completely shocking about this is not that people have these views, but that they just got through electing this idiot. So the thing that is completely, completely stupefying, that really kind of astonished me, although I've gotten so cynical these days that maybe nothing can surprise me, but still kind of disgusted me, is here we have these poll results which are relentlessly negative, relentlessly contrary to the policies that the Bush administration is touting, is pushing all the way down the line, whether it's foreign policy, domestic policy, economic policy of any kind, issues of the budget deficit, overall just approval, attitude that the country is heading in the right direction, very general kind of policy, all against, and yet these boobs voted for him. And so the question is, you know, how is this possible? Like, how is this possible? We've asked this question on Left Out many times. How is this possible? The Thomas Frank interview we had and What's the Matter with Kansas, another example of this. How is this possible? And, you know, well, there are many things to propose here. I'm curious as to what our listeners may think. If any of you wish to call in the remaining minutes on the show, 5 minutes of the show, we have, you can reach us at 268-9728, and maybe you have a viewpoint.
Well, one idea that you mentioned earlier was just this idea that the right-wing spin machine has wound down after the election. There's been a couple of months for which people weren't exposed to this kind of propaganda, and maybe some of their senses came back in those months since the election.
Yeah, well, they were so distracted by the Swift Boat veterans,
the Swift Boat stuff, the negative Kerry stuff,
for example,
the anti-Kerry stuff.
Well, we have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi guys.
How are you?
You know, I know we shouldn't be surprised about anything that happened with the election, but the thing about it is that we have to really assert our will as far as making change. You know, that's the main thing. And
so how do you think we should go about doing
that? Well, we can't lose focus of our mission and keep complaining about him.
That's
you know,
true.
First of all, you know, because they're going to do what they're going to do. But we have to be more assertive as far as putting out our agenda and letting the politicians know that won't stand for some of this stuff, you know, whether it be Social Security, whether it be social programs, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think our doing this program is a little effort that we've put to educating people, hopefully, about this point of view, which is so rare on the mainstream media. But I think this distraction problem, I think they're using that to their advantage tremendously. Like, for example, the war in Iraq is an immense distraction, almost. It's just dominated the news for the last 3 years, and it's distracted us from all the other myriad disasters that are unfolding, the environmental disasters and other program cuts and enforcement of laws.
Well, true. I mean, when the president was talking about liberty and freedom, you know, for people in the world, there's been people that have been fighting for liberty and freedom for how long? You know, different African nations have been trying to fight for liberty and freedom for
Haiti? How about
40,
Haiti?
50 years.
How about Venezuela?
You know, Venezuela, different parts of the world, in Indonesia.
It goes. The list goes on and on.
And the list goes. Yeah, right. The list goes on and on. So, you know, that's nothing but double talk.
Yeah, well, Democracy Now! Had a great analysis.
I sat there and listened to that. I'm like, I can't believe this stuff's coming out of his mouth.
I agree with you. Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we have only 30 seconds
All right,
left.
I'll call you guys later.
Okay, next time would be great. Right. Okay, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. You've been listening to Left Out on WRCT. Today's program, as usual, was produced by Molly Meyer, who we thank for coming in today. And if you want to follow up on any of the issues we've mentioned, discuss today's show, you can always look at our website at leftout.info, just leftout.info, one word for Left Out. And we will be back in 2 weeks' time. Thank you for listening.